The economy, crime, TikTok, transgender rights, and socially minded business practices. Those are all a big part of the political conversation right now. So a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll asked more than 1,300 people for their views on each. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is here with us to tell us more about the political risks for both parties in their responses. Good morning, Domenico.
Hey, Michelle.
People have put the economy as the top issue facing the country for much of Biden's presidency. So how do voters think he's doing?
Well, you know, Biden has really tried to make the case more and more about the economy, but now just 38% approve of how he's handling it, lower than his overall job approval rating of 42%, which isn't really great either. You know, we've seen Biden in recent months really try to win over persuadable voters. We've seen that since his State of the Union address, for example. And when you look at our survey, with independents, just 28% approve of how he's handling the economy. So far, you know, he hasn't made the sale. That's a pretty tough spot to be in for someone who wants to win re-election, which is what we're expecting Biden to announce that he's going to run for re-election soon. You know, and in 2020, he largely won because of COVID, which politically is increasingly in the rearview mirror.
Another concern for Democrats is crime, although here's why I have to question how much control the president really has on this.
Yeah.
You know, unless the issue is gun safety, and even there, he made the point again yesterday that his hands are pretty much tied on this. But having said all that, what do the numbers say?
Yeah, I mean, crime tends to be a much more local issue, but people, you know, blame presidents for everything. And on crime, just 35% approve of Biden's handling of it, and that includes just 27% of independents. 7 in 10 people say crime is a real threat to communities, not blown out of proportion by politicians, which was notable. Also, non-white voters are among the most likely to say that crime is a real threat. They're more in line with several pro-Trump groups, not groups that tend to vote Democratic like they do. And, you know, they're actually 11 points higher than college-educated whites, who are a key Democratic voting group as well. You know, it's a real tricky spot for Democrats. You know, they run a lot of the major big cities in the country. Republicans trying to use that as, you know, something against Democratic governance. And it's become a main issue, for example, in the Chicago mayor's race between two Democrats with very different approaches, and we're seeing this play out over and over.
Okay, TikTok. Now, this might be surprising to fans of the app, but you're telling us a majority of Americans actually support a ban?
Yeah, 57% said they support a ban. 3/4 of people say that they think it represents at least a minor threat to national security. Huge generational divide here. Younger Americans least likely to support a ban or say it's a major threat. That could be also tricky for Biden because, you know, he needs young voters to vote for him in 2024. Banning TikTok, most downloaded app in the world, sure isn't going to make him many friends with that group.
Okay, so let's not forget Republicans. Do they have any vulnerabilities?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a majority say it's a bad idea, for example, to criminalize providing gender transition-related medical care for minors, even though 2/3 of Republicans are in favor of that. Now, Republicans have gained on this question. Support in April 2021 was only 28% in favor. Now it's up to 43%, but they're still out of step with the majority. When it comes to drag shows, almost 6 in 10 people say they're against restricting them. Again, here Republicans are out of step. And when you look at business practices, the so-called ESG or environmental, social, and governance practices, about 3/4 of people say it's more important to invest with profitable companies that are also mindful of their impact on the environment and society rather than simply to make money.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome.